Welcome to Sideline Judgment. My name is Sergio.
My name is Tyler.
And today is a quick episode. We are just here trying to get in and trying to get out to get some content put out there. It is currently Thursday, March 21st, also known as the first day of the NCAA tournament. The current time is 4:03 p.m., and Tyler and I just finished watching the Auburn-New Mexico State game, where Auburn just barely edged out New Mexico State in a one-point victory, 76-75. And we are taking the time right now to go ahead through our brackets so that we can kind of just have a timestamp and evidence so that when we both say, like, no, I don't think this was going to happen, we can go back to the show and we can talk to each other and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So that's what we're doing here today. Tyler.
Question for you, sir.
An answer.
Should we go region by region? Or should we go, like, round by round? Because...
Let's go round by round. Get all the first round matchups out of the way, then the second ones. We use ESPN Tournament Challenge here at Sideline Judgment. And we have friends of the pod have joined in on it. And I say that we go round by round. So if we're starting with the East, we'll go East, West, and then we'll go back up to the South and then to the Midwest. And we'll do that for every single round. So we'll do that with the first round, then the second round, but we'll go in that order.
Got it.
Make sense?
Sounds good to me.
All right. First off, I would like to invite Tyler to share with us the creative name that you have come up with for your team. Good, sir?
My brackets team's name is Who Wants to Hoop Forever.
I would like to go ahead and point out, this is the most narcissistic bracket name that I've ever come across in my life.
You damn right it is.
For those who don't know, Tyler's... that is a play on of Tyler's recent play, Who Wants to Love Forever, which premiered at the University of Florida back in December of 2018. Great play. I finally read it last week. Phenomenal. I know I texted you about it, but I really loved
it. You texted me angrily.
Yeah.
And I didn't know why. And then it made sense.
Yeah, because some stuff happened in the play that I was like, you son of a mother duck, in the words of Coach Hines from Mad TV. Son of a mother duck. Yeah. Incredible.
I named one of my fantasy football teams the Castle Questers, which is the name of my other play. So this is kind of on brand for me.
I think it's on brand for you, and I support it. I just wanted you to say it so that I wasn't the one that said it.
Let the people know.
Let the people know. Give the people what they want. Speaking of giving the people what they want, I'd like to share the name of my bracket, and it is Isaiah 51:3, which is a reference to the book of Isaiah in the Bible, chapter 51, verse 3, and I would like to go ahead and read out what that verse says. The verse says, "The Lord will surely comfort Zion and will look with compassion on all her ruins. He will make her deserts like Eden, her wastelands like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness will be found in her, thanksgiving and the sound of singing." Did I make my bracket name a Bible verse where the Lord... where the Lord praises Zion? Yes, I did.
Yeah, I mean, one of my favorite things about this, always about March Madness and for tournament challenges, is the creative names that people come up with.
Yes.
And the ones with Zion this year have been pretty top notch.
Yes. I think there's nothing better than a Bible verse. People are saying that.
That's fair.
People are saying that they couldn't believe Zion could rip through a shoe. Yeah, well, there's a whole Bible chapter about Zion, Isaiah 51. I'm saying Zion Williamson needs to get one tattoo in his life, and it needs to be Isaiah chapter 51, and it needs to be like on his feet so that no one sees it, and it's just like a super divine personal reason. I think that would be incredible.
I mean, all I'm saying is there are no Bible chapters about the North Carolina Tar Heels. So
listen, the closest for the longest time I thought John 3:14 was about Tim Tebow. So
that is exactly what it's about.
Exactly. There's only two athletes in the history of the world that have Bible verses named after them. One is John 3:14 for Tim Tebow. The other is Isaiah chapter 51 for Zion Williamson. So
gotcha.
Do with that information as you will. Let's go ahead and jump into this.
We need to have
this.
A tangent one day where we talk about what Bible characters would be the best athletes.
Oh my gosh. That's a whole episode, Tyler.
That's a whole episode. We're tabling it for right now.
Yeah, we can't do it right now. Before we go into ours, I would like to give a shout out to other members of our other members of our group. We are including my own mother, who is her bracket name is Plastic Bag Folder, and that is in reference to a tweet that I tweeted the other day where there was someone found a bunch of plastic bags in the ocean, and I quote tweeted that tweet and I said, "I guarantee you the Latinos need to be held out of this simply because every Publix bag since 1977 is folded up into little triangles in my mom's drawer at home." And then 4 hours later, my mom took a picture of her drawer in the kitchen, and there were indeed a bunch of plastic bags in little triangle folded in little triangles. So shout out to my mom for naming her bracket Plastic Bag Folder. I think it's incredible. I'd also like
Nice.
to honorable mention to friend of the pod, poor Bucks fan Tyler Renfrom, for DKK, which is Dunking Keyonte, which is a play on of Keyonte Johnson's incredible dunks in the SEC tournaments. We always salute and respect a University of Florida basketball reference. We love that.
Yes, we do.
My stepdad Raul will tweet for buckets, which I think is a
I think that's
phenomenal
great.
game. I think it's phenomenal. And then friend of the pod did our design, my good friend Alex Altino. Taco Tuesday because she went to UCF, and that is in reference to Taco, the 7'6" player that
Basketball players.
we will talk about in a bit when we get to a certain game that I hope you also have, that I have. All right, let's go ahead and get started. First game that we were talking about, Duke, North Dakota State. Do we have to talk about this?
Duke wins.
Duke wins a lot to a little. All right, cool. Next game, the number 8 seed VCU against number 9 seed UCF. Tyler, who you got?
I don't know anything about VCU, so UCF.
I am picking UCF for the sole reason that I want to see Zion Williamson post up Taco, the 7'6" center.
Gotcha.
I was reading. Have you been reading? I know you've been listening to One Shining Pod, but have you read Mark Titus's The Ringer, like what to watch out for article on?
I have not.
So the thing that he's most looking forward to is Zion Williamson versus Taco in the second round. And he says that what they should do is they should just award Duke the victory because they're gonna win. But then what they should do instead of playing the game is have Taco and Zion Williamson play one on one, and two things can happen: someone is gonna block Zion Williamson, or Zion Williamson is gonna dunk over a 7'6" basketball player. And both of those things make me extremely happy.
The likes of which we have never seen
The likes of
before.
which we have never seen before. So I'm hoping for that result. UCF over VCU, we both got it. All right, next up, the number 5 seed Mississippi State going up against the 12 seed Liberty. Tyler, who you got?
Mississippi State, because we can't be letting Liberty have good things out here.
Oof. I'm gonna go ahead
And
and
SEC.
I'm gonna go ahead and disagree with you, my friend, and I'm gonna take Liberty. I'm gonna take Liberty with that deep shooting 3-point team that they have to go ahead up against that Mississippi State defense. It's really, really good. We disagree for the first time, and it won't be the last time.
Definitely
Definitely
not.
not. Next up, we got Virginia Tech and St. Louis, the 4 seed Virginia Tech against the 13 seed St. Louis. Tyler, who you got?
Virginia Tech.
Virginia Tech. I was at the gym last week, and Virginia. I was at the gym a few times, and it was at like the noon, like 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock time, and it was the time of the ACC tournament. And I just happened to catch like 3 Virginia Tech games in a row, and they were dominating on the floor. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. This is a great team. So I ended up kind of not falling in love, but really liking that Virginia Tech team. So I'm with you on that one. Next up, we got the number 6 seed Maryland going up against the 11 seed Belmont, who are close to halftime right now. Belmont is in the lead, 40-34. Tyler, who did you pick for this game before the brackets locked? And then what do you think happens in the second half?
I picked Maryland to win.
I picked Belmont to win.
Okay.
Yes, this is one of
So
my upsets.
I picked Maryland because I had heard that, like, I mean, they were one of those sneaky good Big Ten teams. Like, not great, but they were better than probably everybody thought of them because nobody really thinks of them. And I knew that Belmont would have to play another game. They played a play-in game against Temple
Yes, they
just to
did.
get into this spot. So I figured that, but I figured I would take Maryland.
Right.
But I think Belmont with the lead will probably pull it
They'll
out.
probably hold it, I think. I picked Belmont as well. Belmont was the runner-up in the John Morant conference. John Morant, the player for Murray State, we'll get to that in a minute. I picked Belmont simply because they were the runner-up. They were the better team in that conference. They dominated it. And Maryland took an early exit from the Big Ten tournament. So I kind of felt like that whole, like, the momentum thing. And in college sports, momentum is such a big thing simply because we're talking about 18, 19, 20-year-old players, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So they're not professionals yet. So I took Belmont. Hopefully they hold it. Let's move on to the next game. Next one we got is LSU against Yale. Tyler, who did you have in this game?
I picked LSU to win.
I also picked LSU to win, and LSU won indeed. They went out on a big, lead early, and that Tremont Waters, that boy was balling in the first half.
Mm-hmm.
He had 13 at the end of the first, and he had a couple plays that I was like, "Oh, I'll see that on SportsCenter tonight." Incredible. So glad we're on the same page there. Next up, we got Louisville, the 7 seed, against Minnesota, the 10 seed, aka the Rick Pitino, the Pitino Bowl, as One Shining Potter dubbing it. As you know, Louisville is the team of used to employ coach Rick Pitino, and his son, Rich Pitino, is the coach at Minnesota. Who did you pick with this game? We know the results of this game already, but who did you pick beforehand?
I picked Louisville.
I also picked Louisville. We both were upset. Minnesota took the dub.
The first game. We lost the first game.
The first game. It was the first game to tip off. We lost it 86-76, and I saw the whole first half and part of the second half before I fell asleep. I took a little bit of a nap.
Quitter.
My man,
I was in class, so I didn't really watch it at all.
Minnesota was balling. They were hitting shots. They were destroying them in the paint. And then there was a stretch in the first half where Louisville couldn't buy a bucket. It was crazy. They just couldn't hit anything. So, all right. Well, Minnesota's on to the next round. They will be playing the winner of the second seed Michigan State and the 15 seed Bradley. Who did you pick in this game, Tyler, before I tell you the score?
Michigan State.
I did as well. Michigan State is currently losing 35-34 at halftime to a 15 seed named Bradley. Named Bradley? Oof. Bradley?
That's the name of like a roommate.
That's your roommate. That's
my roommate is out there kicking Michigan State.
That's the drunk guy at the party that tells me to go back to my country. That is not a basketball team. Are you kidding me? Bradley? No, sir. Michigan State's
got to pull it together.
Get it together, Tom Izzo. Get it together. I also have a 4-team parlay, and one of those teams is Michigan State winning. So get it together, Tom Izzo. Get it together. Let's hope that they go ahead and pull that out. Before we continue, Tyler, you were mentioning you were in class, right?
Yes.
If you watch the games on the NCAA tournament, like, official website, like marchmadness.com, there is a button called boss mode where you click the button and it immediately transports it to a fake PowerPoint of like a presentation that you're working on. And then you can click on it. It says student. And then it's like a fake, like, Google Doc outline, and it makes it look like you're working on something. And it has like, the reasons that you, scenarios of how you could get out of class in order to watch like college basketball. Like, one was like, a 15 seed is about to beat a 2 seed with like with a minute 30 left and they're tied and you have to get out of the classroom, and it's like, you fake an illness and then you get out and then you put on the game. It's a phenomenal thing. I recommend trying it.
I love it.
Recommend trying it.
Check it out.
That was the East bracket, our first round games. Let's go to the West bracket. Let's go out West, which is the Gators bracket. So a bracket is very much of interest to us. We'll pause at the Gator game so we can actually talk about it. In the West, the number one seed, Gonzaga, facing, I think it's Frank Dickinson, F. Dickinson. But
again, what is it with these universities that have actual names?
I don't like it.
Zags.
Zags all the way there. Now they are going to they play the winner. If that happens, then they would take Syracuse, the winner of Syracuse and Baylor. Who do you got?
I have Syracuse.
I also have Syracuse. Look at us being
on the same page.
And then arguably the game of the first round, we got Marquette going up against Ja Morant of Murray State, which starts in about 15 minutes. So I know for a fact what I'm going to do once we finish talking here. Marquette playing Murray State. Who do you have?
I have Murray State.
Explain. Is it literally Ja Morant?
Pretty much.
Pretty much. Have you seen him play this year?
Not this year.
Mm-hmm.
But it's from my understanding, from what I've read and what I've heard, this game is kind of a little bit of a toss up.
Mm-hmm.
And I've just got a feeling.
It's what the One Shining Pod boys boys what the One Shining Pod guys I'm talking down like I'm 70. What the One Shining Pod guys Mark and Titus they dub it as the Kemba Candidate game, where for those unaware, the Kemba Candidate every year they try to figure out what player is going to basically take over the tournament and be the star of the tournament, as Kemba Walker did. Ideally, it is to lead your team to a national championship, as Kemba Walker did, but that barely happened. So there's a guard for Marquette that's supposed to be really good, and then Ja Morant, the number two or number three overall best player in the country at Murray State, a small school like Murray State. I've been to Murray State's campus. It's in the middle of Kentucky. It's in the mountains, and it's a beautiful place to be, but I never expected someone to go there and take over the college basketball universe like Ja Morant did. I took Marquette, but mark my words, Ja Morant is going to go for 38 points, 12 rebounds, and 8 assists. Like, he's going to show up, and he's going to get the respect he deserves. So I took Marquette on that one. The winner of that game will play the winner of Florida State and Vermont, which has 30 seconds left, and it looks like Florida State's going to win. It's 74-67. Did you pick Florida State in your bracket?
I did.
I did indeed. Felt a little bad for me, but, you know, you do what you got to do. Then we move on to the next game. It's Buffalo against Arizona State. Tyler, who do you have?
Buffalo.
I do have Buffalo as well. I do. I didn't like Arizona State. I saw that play-in game that they played against St. John's, and I just... Well, they just didn't look good. Like, they're better than St. John's, but they didn't look really good. So yeah. I went back and I changed it to Buffalo, because I was like, oh, maybe, you know, maybe one of those teams. You know, sometimes the teams that go in the play-in games kind of make a run for a couple rounds, but no, not this year. Next up, we got Texas Tech and Northern Kentucky. Who do you have?
Give me the Red Raiders.
Give me...
Which is Texas Tech, by the way.
Yes, I was going to say give me Cliff Kingsbury's ex-girlfriend, Texas Tech.
also known as alma mater.
Yeah, but like they fired him, so they're on a break. They're on a break. Next up, our game, 6:50 p.m. on TNT, Nevada against Florida. Tyler, think with your head here. Who did you pick?
I picked Florida.
I also picked Florida.
Why? This is dangerous.
I know. I'm very suspect on myself. I didn't want to jinx it.
From my perspective, is that Florida defensively shows up at every game that they play. Mm-hmm. That's been a tale throughout the season. Defensively, they've been locked down. Lately, they've been getting more out of their offense. Mm-hmm. And what I know about Nevada is that they've beaten up on bad competition, mm-hmm. and they play a very dangerous style of game,
right?
A very comeback style of game. They're a very offensively driven team, a very experienced team, but a very offensively driven team. And Florida, I feel like, has the defense to at least lock that down for one game.
Right. I agree.
Maybe it won't do Florida any favors going forward, but I think mm-hmm. for a one game situation, I think that they can do it.
Right. And Nevada's very used to coming back, like you mentioned earlier. They're very used to like being down 10 and then going on like a 13-2 run and taking the lead kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Florida's a really, 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 really good defensive team. Like Mike White, also, side note, for the Mike White haters, I just want Tyler and I want to point out we've never been like Mike White like purist, so we've never been like, oh, Mike White is the answer, whatever. But we've been very understanding and very vocal about having to take our time with him, because I don't know if anyone realizes this, but he's not Billy Donovan. Billy Donovan was here for what, 28 years, some crazy thing like that.
Yeah, basically.
There was only one banner up at the O Dome that is not solely the reason for Billy Donovan. There's only one banner up there, and that's the 94 Final Four team. Every other banner up there is because of Billy Donovan. So I need people to, you know, hit the brakes on Mike White. He's doing a phenomenal, phenomenal job. So there's no need to freak out like that. I just had my heart just dropped because Florida State won, but my bracket said that I got it. It says Florida State, and then it has it outlined in red. So get it together, ESPN Tournament Challenge. I also am going to go with Florida. I also went with Florida. And also, Keontae Johnson is balling right now. Nembhard is balling right now. We had a great end of season that stretched into the tournament. We did lose to Auburn, but I just, you know.
Yeah, well, maybe we shouldn't have.
I have full faith in Andrew Nembhard hitting those three free throws to win us the basketball game. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. We're not going to ponder on the past, though, there. So we both take Florida. And then finally, last game in this region, Michigan and Montana. Michigan. Shout out to those schools for having traditional university names and not something like Marcus.
Sergio de la Estrella.
Yeah. For the record, hopefully I go on to have a very influential career in whatever I do as a teacher, as an artist, as an actor, as a theater administrator. No one ever name a university after me. Ever. Ever. Do not ever name a university after me. Ever, 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 ever. I don't want people going like, oh, where are you going to school? Oh, I'm going to the University of the Arts. No, I don't want that. I don't want that.
Don't put. You don't want them to say De La Estrella? Well, they won't.
University?
I'll say it. Yeah.
Tyler, are you kidding me? What, my little mid-major Atlantic 10 team makes a tournament for the first time in 40 years, and every ESPN analyst going, and at the 14th seed, we have De La Estrella. Jay Billis is like, I don't see, this is why I don't see. Back when I was at Duke, it's just simpler, you know. Duke is a four-letter
word.
It's just not the way the basketball should be played. It's like, we're talking about a university. It's at that point, it's like a 94-year-old Jay Billis, like, it's just, you know, what's what it is, what it is. A 104-year-old Stephen A. Smith.
Dickie V's ghost come back and he's like, what is this, baby?
The disrespect. I can't believe it. He's like the Louis Armstrong ghost in Big Mouth. A very niche joke for our audience here. All right, let's move forward to the South region. First up is Virginia against Gardner Webb. Now, I want to let you know, a 16 seed has never beat a number one seed 2 years in a row. That has never happened. That is a fact.
Never have people forget.
People forget. Like people forget
that no one seed has lost back to back opening games.
Exactly. Ever. Madness. Ever. So come on.
It's not happening.
It's not happening. It's not happening now. No, not at all. Not at all.
Virginia's gonna win.
Virginia's gonna win for sure. Shout out to the One Shining Pod guys.
By the way,
the best podcast in March.
I always go back to the tournament last year, and I always, like, as great as that moment was when Virginia lost, I almost felt like we got robbed.
We did. That
because
Virginia
I was
team
so
was
excited
incredible.
To see Virginia play these teams.
Yes. Oh. They play this very if your dad coached your high school team style of basketball, and I love it. They play slow. They're old school. They're like, for the 3-point revolution, what is that? I'm not going to go with that. And they still hold up against Duke and North. They still play phenomenal basketball. Oh man, shout out to Tony Bennett. What a program he runs up in Charlottesville. There we go. All right, so we got Virginia. Wonderful. Next up, Ole Miss at Oklahoma. Who do you got?
Ole Miss.
I also picked Ole Miss.
Really? You went against your Oklahoma Sooners.
Trey Young is an Atlanta Hawk, sir. Trey Young is an Atlanta Hawk, good sir. And if you remember last year, they lost in the opening round with Trey
Young. Which I thought was going to happen.
Which I also picked it was going to happen too last year. Oh, man. All right, next game up. Wisconsin and Oregon. Who do you have?
I have Oregon.
You have Oregon?
Yeah.
No, I picked Wisconsin.
Oregon's really hot right now.
They are, but I also think it's very telling that the team that won the Pac-12 tournament is a 12 seed.
Yeah.
So I don't really think they played many people. I'm going to go with Wisconsin. They're
all 18 to 22-year-olds. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, so now you want to use that logic against me. I see what you mean. Oh, my gosh.
Stars don't matter.
Stars don't matter.
Yeah. Totally not true.
No, 3-star you, right?
Yep.
Next up, we got Kansas State and UC Irvine.
Kansas State.
I'm going to take the Big 12 regular season champions. The first team to win the Big 12 regular season title in, I want to say, 15 years, other than Kansas. Kansas had like
quite an accomplishment.
Yeah, quite an accomplishment. Shout out to Kansas State, knocking them down. I took Kansas State. Next up, we got Villanova and St. Mary's. Who do you got?
Villanova.
I got Nova as well. St. Mary's shockingly beat Gonzaga in their conference championship, but...
That matters.
Yeah, one game does not make a tournament run. So
yes, and you know me, I've never doubted Villanova ever.
That, well, Tyler, can we say that?
Ever.
Can we truthfully say that? Tyler?
Never doubted.
Now, Tyler, Can we truthfully?
Maybe I doubted one time.
More than once. I think
maybe
more
a
than
whole
once.
Tournament. Maybe a whole tournament from the beginning.
Maybe
I doubted
the whole tournament when they won, and I told you they were going to win, and you didn't listen to me.
Yeah, I was wrong.
You know what the great? You know the great part about a podcast is, we can
what?
Go back and listen
and
to you.
Yeah,
listen
yeah.
to those takes for you. So incredible.
Never doubt. Well, next. You know, from this day forward, I don't doubt Villanova, even though they're actually not that good this year.
Next game up, Purdue and Old Dominion. Tyler, who do you got?
Purdue.
I'm going to go with Old Dominion, my good sir.
I will be okay with Old Dominion winning for the simple fact that one of my old bosses just got a job there.
Mm-hmm.
So go Monarchs, I guess.
I guess.
But I just want Purdue to win so we can send out that gif of like Carson Edwards going, chill.
Chill,
man.
Oh, no. I went with Old Dominion.
I'm just here for the content.
Me too, and I honestly went with it because the One Shining Pod guys went with it. I was like, Purdue is a decent team. I want some chaos. Chaos is a ladder. Let's start climbing that ladder. So I decided to go with them. I'm also in the middle of my Game of Thrones rewatch. I finished season 3 last night, and season 3 to me is probably the best season, like the most well-crafted season. It has the chaos as a ladder speech. It has Reigns of Castamere. So I'm very much on the chaos as a ladder train, and that is my motto for this this bracket right here. So Old Dominion it is for me.
Noise.
Cincinnati and Iowa.
Cincinnati.
As do I, my friend. And then Tennessee and toothpaste.
Tennessee, all the way. Even though like no one who actually goes to the University of Tennessee uses toothpaste.
Ooh.
Maybe that's why they'll win.
Well done, good sir. And for those unaware, the university is called Colgate, and we're just going to call them toothpaste because...
You know, they're actually the Colgate Gators.
Tyler, what, you just said something to me, and I purposely ignored you. I'm going to keep going. Oh, and to the Midwest, the number one seed in that region is the North Carolina Tar Heels playing Iona. Who do you got?
North Carolina.
I have the best color combination in college sports. The University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Iona. Sorry, guys. Then we got Washington and Utah State in probably the game that I'm least interested in this entire tournament.
I picked Utah State, and I legitimately don't know anything about these two teams.
I picked Washington, and I legitimately don't know anything about these two teams.
good to see that we're on the same page.
Good to know. The game that just wrapped up, Auburn and New Mexico State. We told you earlier that New Mexico State lost by 78-77 to Auburn. Did you pick Auburn and New Mexico State?
I did pick Auburn.
I picked New Mexico State.
Ah.
So you can see my agony. But I
picked... You silly, silly child.
But I picked New Mexico State plus 6.5. So guess who covered the spread? This guy.
Also you. You silly, silly child.
Covered the spread. This is not a gambling podcast, so I'm only going to briefly mention my... If I was to gamble, air quotes, allegedly. If I was to gamble, allegedly. I'm going to just say allegedly after everything so I can cover my bases. If I was to gamble, allegedly, then I would have taken New Mexico State plus 6.5 and won some money, allegedly. The next game up, Kansas and Northeastern. The game just tipped off. They're about 5 minutes into the game. Tyler, who do you have?
Kansas.
I also have Kansas.
Kansas is not that good this year, but they're not that bad.
Exactly. It's a Kansas down year. Remember the down year for Kentucky where they were an 8 seed and they made it to the Sweet 16?
Yes.
That's how I feel about this Kansas team. Next up, we got a game that if this was being played on a Saturday in the fall and it was football, you and I would spend 25 to 30 minutes talking about this game. Iowa State,
yeah.
Ohio State. Who do you have?
I actually have Iowa State.
In the spirit of solidarity, Tyler, I have also chosen Iowa State.
Our Cyclones. Go Cubs.
Our Cyclones. If
they want to ensure victory, they got to bring back
the
dinosaur inflatable costume halftime show.
The band has to be in the dinosaurs.
They have to. That's the only way they can ensure victory.
It's the only way. It's the only way. Real talk, though, Tyler. We need to go to a game at Iowa State.
I would love to.
We have to go. Put it on the long list of places that we say we have to go to.
A rather long list.
But have no money to go to. Once again, if anyone's looking to sponsor Sideline Judgment, we will talk about literally anything. We can and will be bought. Like, there's nothing we won't talk about. Just
1,000,000%.
Cut the check, drop the bag, and we are yours. Next up, Houston and Georgia State. Who do you got?
Houston.
I got H-Town. I do. I got Houston. They played actually really, really well. I saw the American Championship game, and they played really well, and I enjoyed them. Next up, we got Wofford and Seton Hall. This game is like, okay, so in soccer, we have what we call soccer hipsters, myself included, where basically soccer hipsters look for games that aren't the like Real Madrid's or Barcelona's, but they're known for like their tactical games. So like, oh, it's Ajax playing Dortmund. They're two teams that only play players under 23 years old, and they're going to play this super specific style. Oh, I'm going to drool over it. That's how I feel about this game, the Wofford Seton Hall game. Everyone's like, oh my God, they're two mid-major teams that are actually really good. Shove it in my veins. That's how I feel with them. They've really pumped me. Like, this game is at 9:40, and the other game that's on tonight at that time is Michigan-Montana. Syracuse-Baylor is close to 10 o'clock. And then I think that those are the only games like at night. Oh, and then Purdue Old Dominion at 9:50. Like, I'm 100% watching Wofford Seton Hall. Like, this is one of the other game that I am so excited for. So, who do you have, Tyler?
I have Seton Hall.
I have Seton Hall, and you will be surprised as to how deep I have Seton Hall going in this tournament.
Yeah, I see. I thought I was going to be trendy with the Seton Hall pick, but I like Seton Hall. They've been good to me.
I do. I was watching them. Although Wofford hasn't lost since December, they went undefeated in their conference. So this is and they shoot 46% from the three. 46% from the three. But Seton Hall was
pretty darn good.
Excellent basketball down the stretch. So here we go. Let's give it a shot. And then final game in the first round, Kentucky against Abilene Christian. Who is naming these universities?
I don't know.
Have I told you about the kids in Charleston? Some of the students in Charleston.
You've mentioned it, but it has not been told on the pod.
For the listeners, let's make this my moment of the week, and we'll do it in the middle here so we can take a slight break. My moment of the week is parents naming their kids in Charleston, South Carolina. I have had students by the name of I'm in Beauty and the Beast right now. One of my castmates is named Cuthbert. His name is Cuthbert. We have a child that we teach by the name of Rafferty Tyler. His name is Rafferty. And my His first name is Rafferty.
Where do you even get that name?
I have no idea. Oh no, and the Cuthbert part, he's a great guy. We're in the show together. He's like we have like the same track, so like we're pretty much together the whole show. Super nice guy. I go, Cuthbert, that's an interesting name. He goes, yeah, it's actually not my real name. And he said something like Mark. It's like something normal. And I was like, I asked him, so you voluntarily choose to go by Cuthbert? he goes, yeah, it's my mom's maiden name and she made it my middle name. So that's what she calls me. And it just stuck as since I was a kid. And I went, oh.
What?
Okay. So you were given a normal name. Your mother was like, I'm not going to go with a real middle name. I'm going to give you my maiden name. And then she voluntarily chose to call you that. And she did it so often that everyone around you now calls you Cuthbert.
The decision-making here is terrible.
Child services, get on the line. I don't understand.
See, these aren't even like cool names. Like, my sister knew a guy in high school whose first name was Thornhill.
Like Sindarius, like, Thornhill?
No, but like, yeah, but it was his first name. His name is okay. Thornhill Williams. That's Thornhill badass.
If he's not playing basketball or football, I'm going to be pissed.
I think he was playing basketball.
All right, then I'm good. Appropriate then. But like, if Zion Williamson never played basketball and I would have met him and he was like my realtor, I would have been like, Zion Williamson, you should play ball. Like, I would have said that. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Thornhill Williamson. What a name. And oh, wait, and I have to give you my personal favorite. There is a girl by the name of Pluma. I don't know how much Spanish you took in high school, but Pluma directly translates to pen. So that's if I named my daughter Pen and she lived in South America. If we were living in Colombia, right, and I had a kid and I named her Pen, everyone would call her Pen.
But they wouldn't make the connection.
Right. This girl's name is Pluma. Parents of Charleston, South Carolina, do better, please. Please do better. Or even better, can we start like a veto power? How about this? Sideline Judgment needs to start a nonprofit, and it needs to be Save the Kids' Names. We're going to partner with a hospital. We're going to partner with a hospital, and we are going to have a full-time staff of people who are paid. And it's I mean, it's all for the kids. It should honestly be an arm of Dance Marathon. It's all for the kids. We need to be in hospitals, and anytime a parent comes in with some outlandish name, we have the power to veto it and name it something that we find it appropriate. We're going to take a 10-second look at the child and then give it an appropriate name. That's how we do it.
Do you know what my cousin named her son?
Is she going to be the first child that we have to – that is going to be a part of the Sideline Judgment name your kids
organization? It depends on how you feel about the story. I'm not sure how you'll feel about this.
All right.
But my cousin Brooke and her husband Chad named their first son – their only son so far, but their first son Cash with a K. K-A-S-H. Now, the reason being
– please tell me that they want – Cash App to sponsor their child, and
that would make a lot of sense.
Trying to secure a bag, because if they are trying to secure a bag, I respect the hustle.
That may be what it turns into.
Okay.
Currently, so the reason being is that Chad, my cousin, husband, and the baby's
father. Yes, yes.
Basketball in college.
Hold on, wait. Go back. And his Tyler, nickname. You broke out a little bit. So the reason being
he played basketball in college.
Cash played basketball in college. Okay, the baby's father.
Well, the baby's father, Chad, played basketball in college, mm-hmm. and they would call him Chad. They would call him Cash Money.
Got it.
Because one, he was a good shooter, and two, he had like a car.
Okay.
He was like the only one that had a car.
Okay.
So he had like the money, as they would say. He would have the cash money. So
what you're saying is he's listed in the FBI report.
Yes.
Got it.
And so that is the reason that they have named their child Cash with a K. Now, I respect the K.
Now,
if you named it with a C, I would have a problem with that. But it's Cash with a K. And Tyler, I'll give it a little.
Tyler, we're very close friends. Dare I say you're one of my best friends. And I have love for you and for your entire family. I do not support this at all.
Yeah.
The child's name is Cash with a K. Do you know the amount of boy he's going to get in his life?
It doesn't matter if he can hoop. If he can hoop like his dad, it doesn't matter.
If he – all right. Okay. All right. Maybe you just convinced me. If he can hoop like his dad
– but it is entirely surrounded by that. It is dependent on that point.
Should I expect to vote for Cash in my 60s for president? Because if we get Cash for president – I don't know, man.
The memes are going to be running all over the place.
Tyler, by the time we're 60, memes are going to evolve into full-blown holograms. They're going to be makeshift scenarios that we just get to turn on and watch the holograms go. Forget
Can't
memes.
Wait.
And you know who's going to be at the forefront of it? Poor Bucks fan, friend of the pod, Tyler Renfro.
Meme master himself.
I guess we both just had our story time of the week, I guess. It's not moment
that's,
of the week.
I guess that's our moment of the week, story time of the week.
I guess
just
so, yeah.
Going over that.
So the point is, we're going to start our nonprofit. It's going to be so that we can help these children acquire.
So I can convince my cousin to not name her children.
Yes, correct. And the next child that your cousin has will be the first child that is graced with the official Sideline Judgment. What are we calling it?
Boy Foundation. No.
The Open Palm Foundation. That's it. It's decided. The Sideline Judgment Open Palm Foundation for the kids. Oh, my kids. Gosh. All right. Let's move to the second round. This has been we'll call it story time of the week because there's no moment of the week. There's no tweets we've shared. We're just going to call it story time of the week. Oh, man. Awesome. What a great time. Great intermission. Back to the basketball. Second round. In the East, Duke, UCF. We both have that, right?
Yes. Duke's going to win.
I got Duke as well.
Yep.
I do want to see a Zion Williamson dunk over Taco, or I do want to see Taco launch a Zion Williamson. Like, when two objects, what's the phrase? Two objects in motions collide. What's the some kind of science thing? I don't know. I didn't do science.
I know what you're trying to say, physics. But it's slipping my mind.
I don't know. I read
physics.
I'm really good at the reading and the arts and the English and the history, but I'm not very good at the science or the math. So, not something I remember properly. All right, Tyler. Here's what I'm gonna do. You give me your second round matchup because I know that we are going differently. We both had Duke UCF. Who did you have in the next one?
Mississippi State against Virginia Tech. Should we say, when we give the matchup, who we have over? Like should I say I have Virginia Tech over Mississippi State?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I have Virginia Tech over Mississippi State.
Wonderful. I got Virginia Tech over Liberty. So we have the same Sweet 16 matchup in that section.
Cool.
Perfect. Next up, you have Maryland LSU, right?
Yes.
I have LSU Belmont.
I have Maryland over LSU.
So Maryland in the Sweet 16?
Yes.
I have Belmont over LSU.
Wow, Belmont going to the Sweet 16.
Belmont to the Sweet 16. My bracket is pretty much chalk with the exception of a couple. Like I have a couple Cinderellas, which I think over the years of doing it is kind of how it ends up working out.
You'll understand the chalkiness of my bracket.
My final four is chalk. So
well, it can't. I doubt it's more chalk than mine.
Okay. All right. We'll see how that goes. And then the next second round matchup is we both had Louisville, right? Louisville, Michigan State.
Had Michigan State going to the Sweet 16.
So did I. Over Louisville, right?
Yes, over Louisville.
Now it'll be Minnesota. So okay. Wonderful. To the West. We both have Gonzaga and Syracuse, right?
Yeah, I have Gonzaga over Syracuse.
As do I. I have Marquette and Florida State. Who do you have?
I have Florida State over Murray State.
All right, I have Florida State over Marquette. I have FSU beating over Marquette.
Ah, gotcha. So FSU in the Sweet 16 again.
FSU in the Sweet 16 going up against Gonzaga. Yes.
Yoips,
yeah. All right. Which listen, we're Gator fans, and obviously FSU's our biggest rival, but shout out to Leonard Hamilton, a phenomenal basketball program he's got up in Tallahassee. He's building it. Leonard Hamilton is becoming their Billy Donovan.
Good for him.
I wish we played them towards the end of the season, so that way we can get a better grasp as to how good the
team
is.
We're never who we want to be at the beginning of the season.
I know. We never are. That's just the way that we've always been. We've never, ever competed in that sense. So.
Oh, well.
We'll see it. All right. Buffalo, Texas Tech, right?
Yes, I have Texas Tech over Buffalo.
As do I. Same exact thing. And then Michigan and Florida.
I have Michigan over Florida.
Also, I do as well. This Michigan team is really good. Bellerin?
It's John Beilein.
John Beilein. I know it was JB.
Jim Boeheim is the Syracuse guy.
Jim Boeheim is the Syracuse guy.
Boeheim, sorry.
Yeah. Great coach at Michigan. So I got Michigan as well over Florida. We're just a team that it's we're good enough to win a game. I just don't, the matchup isn't there. Michigan is a better basketball team.
That team also plays defense.
Yeah, that team plays defense. And we're very hot and cold. Who knows? I hope my bracket is wrong and we make it to the second weekend. I would love to have another weekend of Florida basketball, but I just don't think it's happening. I don't think it's happening. Next year, I think we're poised to maybe make a run with the team that we got. All right, moving forward to the South. We got Virginia Ole Miss, right?
Yes, Virginia over Ole Miss.
As do I. I got that as well. You have Oregon and Kansas State, right?
Correct.
I have Wisconsin, Kansas State. Who do you have winning your game?
I have Kansas State going to the Sweet 16.
I have Kansas State going to Sweet 16 as well, my friend. Next up, we got Tyler's favorite team that he's never, ever, 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 ever doubted before.
Villanova. Never doubted.
Villanova going against, you have Purdue, right?
Correct.
I have Old Dominion. Who do you got?
Villanova is going to the Sweet 16.
Whoa, Tyler. Look at you.
I told you, I've never, ever, ever doubted. Don't tell Courtney I've ever doubted.
This is the year they lose in the first round. Watch.
I am going to lose my mind.
That's one of my favorite episodes we've done. The one where Courtney came on to talk about the tournament last year.
That's one of my favorites too, because of what came out of it.
Because of the content. We produced some great content that time. I also took Villanova over Old Dominion. Old Dominion, you're going to have a great opening night, but Saturday is not going to be too nice for you. Cincinnati up against Tennessee. Who do you got?
Tennessee moving on over Cincinnati.
Agreed, my friend. Agreed. And to the Midwest, the best uniform combination in college sports, North Carolina, Chapel Hill, going up against the University of Washington. For me, Utah State for you. We both got UNC, right?
Yes.
Because neither one of us had any idea what to do with that Utah State-Washington game. So, good to know.
I still don't.
Good to know, yeah. The matchup was New Mexico. For me, it was going to be New Mexico State, Kansas, but for you, it is Auburn, Kansas, and that is Auburn is playing in that game, so that's how it rolled out. So forget New Mexico State. Let's just go Auburn, Kansas.
Yeah.
Who do you got?
I think Auburn's going to win.
Oh, okay. I took Kansas.
Yeah. Auburn's a sweet 16. I think that Auburn plays a very fast-paced style. Mm-hmm. That Kansas just has a lot of injury issues.
Right.
And when they come up with a team that isn't quite as talented as them, but is they're more talented than Northeastern.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They're a Power Five talent.
Right.
Or an upper level talent
mm-hmm.
program. I think that Auburn's going to be able to take one over them.
Right. I don't know. I think even on a down year, Kansas makes the Sweet 16. That's just how I feel. And also, for the narrative, I want Roy Williams to have to play Kansas.
That would be cool.
That Roy Williams.
I would like that.
For those unaware, Roy Williams left Kansas in 2003 after losing the national championship to Carmelo Anthony in Syracuse. To take the job at North Carolina. Granted, North Carolina is his alma mater. So he was at North Carolina. He played North Carolina. He coached North Carolina. And then he was an assistant there under Dean Smith. Then he got the full-time job at Kansas and kind of turned Kansas into that powerhouse that they – or not turned Kansas into, but, you know, took over a legendary program. And then when his alma mater, when Dean Smith stepped down, they called him up and he wanted to go back home, which I understand completely. So he's got love for both schools in his heart, and I respect that. But it's just going to be interesting to watch him play his former team that he coached.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Iowa State and Houston. We both have that, right?
Yes.
Who you got?
Houston.
I went with Iowa State.
Ooh.
Iowa State. Yes. I like Iowa State. I do like this Iowa State team. I saw them play a little bit in the Big 12 tournament. They won the tournament. And I think they're red hot. And to me, again, momentum is a huge thing in college sports. So I think they're going to ride it into it. Sure. And then in the last second round matchup, Seton Hall. You have Seton Hall, right?
Yes.
Seton Hall against Kentucky. Who do you got?
Kentucky.
I got Seton Hall, baby.
You got Kentucky losing in the round of 32.
I do have Kentucky losing in the second round. Yes.
The disrespect.
Yeah, of course. It's Kentucky.
That is deserved.
It's Kentucky. If you can't win a football game against us in 30 years, you think one victory is going to give me
31.
31? Thank you very much. You think one victory is going to automatically have you respecting the entire institution? Come on. Come on.
No, that's fair.
No,
I just thought they would beat Seton Hall.
But honestly, in real talk, this is a game where Coach Cal is good for a couple bonehead coaching mistakes a year. And he's yet to really have a couple, and I think it's going to happen. It's going to happen at some point.
Yeah.
I think this high-flying shooting Seton Hall team that's played really good basketball over the past 6 weeks, 2 months, he's not going to – and for me, honestly, even if Wofford won, like Kentucky, for me, they got to me the short end of the stick in terms of the bracket. Like they're just going to hit the wall. That's how I feel. They may prove me wrong. Who knows? But it is what it is. Mm-hmm. All right. To the second weekend, the Sweet 16. In the East, our projected teams are Duke and Virginia Tech. Who do you got?
Duke over Virginia Tech.
I do not have Duke. I have really? Zion Williamson. That's who I'm taking.
Okay.
I'm specifically
You were about to go full-blown Virginia Tech over Duke.
No. I am 100% taking Zion Williamson. Nice. And then in my Sweet 16 in that region, I have Belmont and Michigan State, and you have
Maryland and Michigan State.
Got it. So who do you got there?
Michigan State.
I also have Michigan State. Belmont's going to be a nice little story. There are 15 minutes left in the second half right now, and they are down 5, so hopefully they pull that out because, oh, Lord knows I need that to happen for my bracket safety. In the West, another Sweet 16, we got Gonzaga and Florida State, right?
Yes.
Who do you have?
Gonzaga.
I do as well. I got the Zags. They're a really good basketball team. They've lost 2 games this year. They're a really good basketball team.
They're really good.
And then we got Texas Tech and Michigan, right?
Yep, and I have Michigan winning.
I have Michigan as well. Look at us. I think we're about to – we have the same Elite Eight so far, right? Duke, Michigan –
So far.
Duke, Michigan State, Gonzaga, Michigan.
Yes.
Wonderful. All right, and moving on to the South. We got Virginia and Kansas State, both of us, right?
Yes, Virginia over Kansas
Virginia
State.
Virginia over Kansas State. And then Villanova, Tennessee. Who do you have?
I have my the Tennessee Volunteers.
Yeah, that did not sound good. Don't ever do that again, Tyler. I also have.
I'm literally shaking to my core right now.
I also have the Tennessee Volunteers. I have the Tennessee Volunteers. Very well coached team, seniors. This is the kind of team that kind of proves himself and beats an inexperienced young Villanova team that will grow. Will grow. And then our final two Sweet 16 matchups: North Carolina, Kansas, the Roy Williams Bowl. Who do you have?
Well, I have North Carolina, Auburn, and if that's the case, I think North Carolina and Auburn play very similar style, but North Carolina is way better at it. Right. So I would have North Carolina in that situation.
I'm going to take North Carolina as well. In my theory, it's over Kansas, but even if Auburn made it there, I agree. I'm going to take North Carolina. And then I have Iowa State, Seton Hall, and you have who?
Houston, Kentucky.
Who do you have?
I have Kentucky.
I have Seton Hall. I have Seton Hall making it to the Elite Eight.
Yo, you're banking a lot on Seton Hall. I respect it because I'm a Seton Hall supporter. But like
Seton Hall, I'm feeling it this year, my man. I want to point out to the listeners, not to toot my own horn, but definitely to toot my own horn. The year that there were three 12-5 upsets, I picked all three 12-5 upsets. I got two games wrong. Two years ago, I got two first-round games wrong. I finished in the top 5% of the brackets 3 years ago. Every year except for last year was a good bracket year for me. I am not stopping here. Come on now. Have some faith in your boy. If I say Seton Hall's in the Elite Eight, Seton Hall is in the Elite Eight, my friends.
You better tell that to their opponents.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, I should let them know, huh?
On common courtesy.
All right, to the Elite Eight. Duke, Michigan. This is where we get some really – this is where us basketball – this is where us sports junkies are just like, oh, licking their lips. I'm tying up my arm. I'm putting everything in the needle. That was too much of a reference.
A bit much, but
– To the Elite Eight. Duke, Michigan State. Who do you have?
Duke.
Zion Williamson.
Led by Zion Williamson.
Zion will lead. You know how in the Bible Moses leads – the Jews into the from freedom, from imprisonment, from the Egyptians.
Yes,
Zion Williamson will lead Duke to the promised land. I'm telling you this right now.
I don't know about that.
The other Elite Eight matchup, Gonzaga, Michigan. That was the East. So Duke, Michigan State was the East. We got Duke coming out. West, the West region, Gonzaga, Michigan. Who do you got?
Zags
as well. I have the Zags as well. So we have the number one seed Duke and the number one seed Gonzaga, both coming out of the East and West, respectively. In the South, we both have Virginia and Tennessee. What do you got?
The Virginia Cavaliers.
The Virginia Cavaliers, my friend. I also have the Virginia Cavaliers, number one seed to come out of the South. And in the Midwest, you have North Carolina, Kentucky. I have North Carolina, Seton Hall. Who do you got?
So I've got North Carolina defeating Kentucky, which this one was actually tough for me. But I ended up going with North Carolina.
Do I say it?
Do it.
No, I went with North Carolina.
God, you're such...
I went with North Carolina. I told you, I went chalk. I went all four number one seeds.
I went all four one seeds.
So did I. I went all four one seeds. This is a year where it's very similar to college football, where there is a clear distinction of the four best teams and then everyone else.
I would agree with that.
Very clear. Duke, North Carolina, the two Tobacco Road rivalries in the regular season were a little underwhelming simply because Zion wasn't in there. But that conference semifinal was a phenomenal basketball game. Virginia, we know how they can play. We know they're a great team. And honestly, just like Mark Titus says on One Shining Pod, I'm just going to keep saying Virginia until it happens because it's bound to happen eventually. Mm-hmm. And then Gonzaga, they lost two games the whole year, and they're the only team. They're the only team to beat Duke at their full strength.
Yep.
Only team to beat Duke with Zion, RJ Barrett, Cam Reddish, Trey Lyles.
And people could probably make fun of us for being super chalky with all the one seeds, but I honestly, this is the Final Four I want to see.
Yes, these are the games I want to watch.
I want to watch these four teams go at it.
Yes. This is exactly what I want to see. So that's our final four. Duke, Gonzaga, Virginia, North Carolina. Tyler, let's talk about Duke, Gonzaga. Who do you have?
I have Gonzaga winning.
Before we continue.
Well, I just already said it, so.
I know, but can we get a quick 5 second minute of silence for my Seton Hall Elite Eight run? All right, thank you very much. I think it deserved the respect it needed. Since
the fictional run that may or may not happen.
Since all of y'all, and by y'all I mean Tyler, don't believe in me. Let's go to
We got to have a Loyola Chicago every year.
But this isn't even a Loyola Chicago. Loyola Chicago was like the VCU run, the George Mason run. Like,
yeah, that's true.
That's what that was. The South Carolina. So this is more of a South Carolina run last year.
I mean, they also made it to Final Four, but that's irrelevant.
But you know what I mean.
Yeah, it is.
So,
yeah.
All right, so we got Duke and Gonzaga. You said Gonzaga. Can you please tell me why?
Because, like you said earlier, Gonzaga's the only team to beat Duke at full strength. And it's more of a thing that I feel that at some point Duke is going to slip up. They've got six games, basically. Mm-hmm. They have to be flawless. And they're still without Zion, they're still very talented. They're still a great group of players, but they're not anywhere near the same team. If you take Zion off that team when they're in this Final Four, they would get crushed, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. How I understand that that's not the reality because Zion is on the team. Mm-hmm. But I feel like they need him to be great every single night. And he's typically great, but I feel like something's going to slip up. And Gonzaga's the only team that's made them pay for it at full strength.
Right.
I feel like they can do it again.
Okay. That's some sound logic. I'm going to retort with one word, and that's Zion. That's my rebuttal.
It's great. It's a great national park. I've been there.
It's a great national park. Oh, my God. I forgot. Zion is a national park, isn't it?
Yeah, I've been there. It's really cool.
I got
to
buy
it. If any of the listeners ever get to go do the Narrows. They're really cool.
Okay. That's good to know. I will talk to you about that off air. But I kind of want us to buy Zion National Park t-shirts in the spirit of Zion Williamson.
I mean, I have one, but okay.
We should make Zion and then put a bracket and put Williamson National Park.
That would be funny.
Why hasn't someone thought of this yet? I'm telling you, drop a bag. We have content for days. We just created a nonprofit in this episode. Drop the bag. Someone sponsor us. Oh, my Lord. All right. Let's go to the other. I obviously have Duke. Let's go to the other Final Four. Virginia, North Carolina. Tyler, who do you got?
I have Virginia.
All right.
You look like I spouted nonsense.
No, you didn't. I was just surprised to hear that. I took North Carolina because I want Duke, North Carolina, Part 4.
Now, I would not be opposed to that.
Right.
But I think that Virginia, in this situation, Virginia and North Carolina play completely opposite styles. Mm-hmm. But Virginia is so good at theirs that I think that it can keep North Carolina at bay.
They also are familiar with them.
Yeah, they played them. And I think Virginia beat them this year.
They play twice a year, sometimes three times a year with the tournament.
Mm-hmm.
So
North Carolina did win the regular season share of the championship.
Yeah, but they shared it with Virginia and Duke. So that's the thing. The ACC is not a mess. The ACC is incredible. It's very top heavy.
It's incredible, man. It's an incredible tied mess.
Yes, exactly. All right, so your national championship is Gonzaga, North Carolina, and Virginia. I apologize. Who do you got?
Yes. I've got the Virginia Cavaliers coming back a year later for the storyline, going through and winning a national championship for Tony Bennett a year after getting embarrassed on, obviously, national television because almost all television is national.
Yeah. This is crazy. Did you know that that would be the first time that a number one seed loses in the first round and then comes back to win the national championship the next year?
People forget these groundbreaking things that could happen.
Look up the stats. No, are you watching the games or are you just looking at the stats? Come on now, people. Basketball Reference tells you everything.
The Virginia Cavaliers are going to win the national championship. Tyler, they're on a mission.
I would not be opposed.
They made a Tim Tebow promise.
They made it. Ooh, you went there.
Did you hear about this?
You went there. No, I didn't know that. Did they really?
Kyle Guy wrote a note.
Did he cry?
I think so.
It's not a Tim Tebow promise if you don't cry.
I gotta confirm real quick. But he
Okay.
basically wrote a note when it happened last year, like when he was in tears at the press
Boom,
conference.
there we go. That's it.
That he's like, we're not. I'm never gonna let this happen again. Basically, let's
I
see.
didn't have this information. I would have chosen Virginia if I had this information. A Tim Tebow promise is like, are you kidding me? That's like,
Well, have you listened to the latest episode of One Shining Podcast?
no, the one from, I listened to the Selection Sunday one, but I didn't listen to the one
They
after.
talk about this during it. They're talking like he made a Tim Tebow promise.
Oh my gosh, I'm regretting everything.
And they
No, but
got DeAndre
I'm
Carter
really
now.
not.
They're at full strength. They're not injured. Tony Bennett's awesome. I want this storyline to happen so badly.
Tyler, I would not be opposed to this. Here's what I'll do. If I get Seton Hall in the Elite Eight, I will be more than happy to have Virginia win the title. If I don't get Seton Hall in the Elite Eight, I want Duke to beat North Carolina in the national championship so that the legend that is Zion, Mount Zion, can live on in college in college basketball history more than he already is.
Yeah,
Because
I understand that, but like,
how many of those great one and done players can say that they won a championship? Not many.
not many, because it typically doesn't work like
Right.
that.
No, it doesn't.
That is one of those things that like is part of the reason that I'm kind of backing off Duke in the Final Four is that like Duke fooled me last year. I thought it was a Duke year last year with Marvin Bagley.
I told you it wasn't.
I know. You also told me to trust Villanova, and you know what? I'm not a great listener,
You
but
know who
I
else told
do
you that?
learn.
You know who else told you that? Friend of the pod, Courtney Mims.
Yeah, okay.
You
I'm
know
like
you,
Sansa Stark. I'm a slow learner, but I do learn.
and I'm like Sansa Stark. You just let all of the Winterfell Bannermen die and then come in with Littlefinger's army.
Do damn right I
Oh
will.
my God.
Gotta
Spoilers,
learn from
by the
my.
way, sorry.
In the words of my father, it is a smart man learns from his own mistakes, but a wise man learns from the mistakes of others. I don't know what that has to do with
Yeah,
this.
no, because you're learning from your own mistakes. So that would make you just a smart
I'm
man.
learning the mistakes of these other teams for screwing up.
Okay. Honestly, though, Tyler, let me say this. This is the
None
most.
of what
No,
I said makes sense, by the
no, no.
way.
It does make sense. It doesn't apply to what we're talking about now, but it makes sense. This is one of the most level-headed explanations you've given me, I think, on the pod. Your explanation for Virginia winning it all makes perfect sense. You've given me a Tim Tebow. No, you've given me they're all healthy. Tony Bennett's really good. They're trying to revenge what happened last year. And then you threw in a little sprinkle of a Tim Tebow promise. I can't complain. I cannot complain. If Virginia wins the title, it'll be all because you spoke it into existence, my friend.
I really want it to happen so
I want it to
badly.
happen too, because I want people to start respecting Tony Bennett like the great coach he is. Tony Bennett is like if Brad Stevens never left college.
Yeah.
That's how I feel. I truly feel that. If Brad Stevens stayed in college, he would have taken a big high-profile job and he would still be there and he would still be doing great. But now he's at the Celtics in the NBA. So, wow, I respect that.
He should
I'm
come
going
back.
with but that's why I was going with Duke, because I do want to see Zion win. And I honestly, it's Zion is not Marvin Bagley. Zion is another animal. A lot of people,
Yeah,
and I will
yeah,
say this,
yeah.
you're not alone in saying that last year was a Duke year. A lot of people were saying it. A lot of people on television with power, a lot of people that we know personally, just our friends, were saying that. Courtney and I were kind of among the outsiders last year. So it's not like, you know, go down on you, get beat you while you're down, you know, like it wasn't your that big a deal. So All right. I guess that,
All right, so you have Duke, I have Virginia.
yes, I do. And I have Duke playing North Carolina, which honestly, I'm gonna go out there. If that happens for the title game, that might be the highest rated college basketball game of all time.
Do you imagine how hard it would be to get tickets to that? Like, I know that people have already bought their tickets to that,
Right.
but like to the national championship, I would
But
imagine.
if it's Duke North Carolina.
Like, what if they just said right now, like, hey, the national championship game is going like the Illuminati came in. It's just like, hey guys, all you rich people, the national championship game this year is going to be Duke, North Carolina. Pay up. You imagine how expensive those tickets would be?
Tyler, if I had the money, I would go to this game as a sports nut. Like if someone came up to me and was like, "Hey, listen. I can get you two tickets to a Duke North Carolina national championship game with Zion Williamson playing." And they'll be like,
dude, I don't even need design
and
say,
Williamson aspect. And they'll say $4,000 for both. Tyler, if I had the money, I'd buy the two tickets and I'd say, I don't care what you're doing. You need to find a way to get to Indianapolis. We're going to the game. That's what's happening. I don't care about your financial situation. I don't care about anything else. I got us the tickets. We need to go. That is a must attend game if you have access to it, you know?
Yeah,
but then again,
I agree.
This brings up a whole other point, and this today not, might not be the day to talk about it because the Murray State game, the John Morant game started, and I want to watch that. And I know you got some stuff to do, and I'm gonna run to a sports bar, and I'm gonna literally sit there from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m.
I support it.
Thank you very much. But it's the aspect of pricing out fans. Now. And this is a thing that I have a complaint with in soccer specifically. Today is the U.S. national team is playing today. I know you don't know that, and I know nobody cares because it's a day one of March Madness. But the U.S. men's national team is playing a game in Orlando tonight against Ecuador. Tickets for that game, it's a friendly. Tickets for that game are going for like $90. There are European qualifiers for the Euros in Europe, selling for £15. Which is like $20. Like the American model of attending sporting events prices out fans. My stepdad tells me stories of him going to soccer games and paying 10 soles, which is the equivalent to like $3 to get into a soccer game. Like sports is something that's supposed to be for the people. Sports is something that's supposed to be.
People would like it more if they could actually go see
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Yeah. It wouldn't become this elitist sport. One of the least things that I like about sports is when I look at sports and all those courtside and lower bowl seats are filled with people in suits that have those jerseys over their dress shirts. And granted, they may still be big fans and I'm not knocking them down, but the whole point is that it's people with money that go. And granted, those people obviously are sports fans because they you're not just paying the money to just sit there and be seen, unless it's Miami, but that's mm-hmm. a whole other story. But, you know, I want to see, there's so many stadiums where the real fans are up in the nosebleeds and then the people down low are just kind of there to be seen, you know? That's part of the reason, that's one of the things I love about UF and I love about the Rowdies, that our fans, like the student section, is down below right there. So it's a yeah. matter of pricing out.
That was one of the things that, like, when I was visiting a friend of mine in Tallahassee, I went to a Florida State basketball game.
Uh-huh.
And their student section is like up on the side, like yeah. it's not close to where the action is. And mm-hmm. I'm like telling them, like, our student section, like the main area is like on the court, basically. Right. Like, you're there, you create an environment, an yeah. atmosphere.
You make an atmosphere.
And it's
Michigan,
more fun.
I love Michigan. Michigan's is the entire lower bowl, is mm-hmm. all the students, and then they all wear the same color, so you can tell. They wear that nice. So yeah. All right, yeah. That's enough off my rant. We can have a whole podcast about that topic later on. But for now, that is our tournament challenge. Those are our brackets. Tyler has Virginia beating Gonzaga in the national title game. I have Duke over North Carolina. Shout out to Tyler for his incredible bracket name, Who Wants to Hoop Forever? And I'm going to go ahead and shout myself out for Isaiah chapter 51.
Yours was pretty good, too.
Thank you very much. I spent 20 minutes looking for the right Zion quote Bible verse. It was important. It was important, Tyler. You only do this once a year. This was my That's only true. Chance. This was my only chance. Come on.
No, I get it.
Thank
I get
you
it.
Very much. Thank you very much. Tyler, is there anything else that you want to say right now? Oh, my God. This episode went an hour and 10 minutes. I was not expecting it.
It wasn't a quick episode.
We were trying to make it a half-hour episode, and we just, boom, talked about it, tons of stuff.
All I will say, to go back to what we were talking about, Bible characters as athletes, David is dangerous from the three-point line.
David is dangerous from the three-point line?
Yeah, David and Goliath, dangerous from the three-point line. But his little slingshot.
Okay. If we're talking Bible characters, if they were hoopers, can Noah be Red Auerbach, the legendary Celtics coach?
Yeah, sure.
Because he built it. He built created it. That's what I'm going with.
Noah is every build coach that built.
Noah's
anything.
The coach. Okay, so if we're going with a coach and a starting five, Noah's the coach. David can be your two guard. That's a good shooter. Samson is definitely a power forward. Really?
Yeah,
he's putting that hair up in a big bun, and he's bullying people in the paint. People out in the paint.
You gotta put some of the apostles together. Peter's gotta be the point guard because he's distributing the Lord. He's distributing Peter, the Lord's
because he's the first pope. He's
distributing the word of God.
Head of the church.
Head of the church.
Okay, so if we're going with that, what's his name? Who was it? Oh, Solomon, the wise king, six man. He's coming in. He knows exactly where to be. Stretches the floor properly. He knows exactly. But great basketball IQ. Incredible basketball IQ. Who else we got?
So we've got David. We've got Peter. We've got Noah's the coach. We've got Solomon. We've got Samson.
Solomon's our six man. Samson's our power forward.
We need a center.
We need a center.
Or we could go more like stretch stuff, and we could just do another stretch four.
No, I think we should go Goliath at center because every team needs a villain.
Every team needs a villain.
And who better to be a villain than the big Goliath down in the post? And then what we can do is we can stretch Samson out so he can play more of a power forward, and he can mismatch on every other player there. You know?
Yeah. I can just see Goliath posting up down low, and then just puts it out over to David, and then David bombs it from three.
Question: does Jesus make the squad?
Does Jesus? Those sandals, man.
Well, okay, we can hook him up with some Kyrie fours. I'm sure he can wear some Kyrie fours.
See, but you know, I mean, yeah, I mean, Jesus is on the angelic, like, G League squad. Like, all the angels aren't allowed to play with the humans.
Oh, no, wait. Jesus is Jerry West. He's the logo.
He's the logo. Jesus is the logo.
Wait, we're missing one person. We got Goliath at the five, Samson at the four, David is our two guard, right? Our three-point shooting two guard. Who's playing the point? Peter. Peter's the point. So who's the three? Who's playing small forward?
Who do we have?
It's the Bible, Tyler. We have a ton of people.
No, I know. I thought we already put somebody there. I know. No,
Solomon's our sixth man. So
we got
Noah is our coach because he built it all.
Yeah.
Samson is going to be our sixth man. He's wise, okay. Basketball IQ. He can fill in multiple spots. At the
Peter's
one,
the, Peter's at the one. Point.
David's at the two. We're missing a three. Samson at the four. Goliath at the five. Jesus is the logo. We're just missing a three guard.
Moses has got to be the three. He's versatile. He's got all the different he can do all the different plagues.
And he's a natural-born leader.
Natural-born leader.
That's it. That's our starting five, a six-man, a coach, and a logo.
He lived as an Egyptian and as a Jew and with those other people that he lived with in the desert. He's incredible. Versatile.
Incredible. That is a special treat for those of you who waited all the way to the end to listen to this.
My Catholic school upbringing has literally just prepared me for this moment.
Shout out to St. Gregory the Great Catholic School.
Blessed Trinity Catholic High School.
Thank you. May the Lord bless you and keep you. there's nothing more to be said, Tyler. Go watch basketball.
Go watch the basketball, everybody.
Oh, my gosh. My name has been Sergio.
My name is Tyler.
This has been another episode of Sideline Judgment. And remember, we're not biased, but go Gators. Go Who Wants to Hoop Forever. Go Isaiah 51-3. Go Virginia. Go Duke. And just go March Madness, the best time of the year.
Best time of the year.
All right.